mountain with some guard with half a uniform and half a rifle guarding it. It was like billions of dollars worth. And I thought, well, if they wanted to get rid of it, they wouldn't leave it lying around, mate.
And then you see see this big fire and all these all these things burning and everyone smiling.
Yeah, but the guard stayed there and they closed the door.
yes. Whatever. It goes on.
Yeah.
And on. And on. And on. But the Beckar Valley's stuffed.
Well,
absolutely.
This year's crop's all fucked up.
Oh, I wouldn't touch any of it for ages, mate. All the shit in the munitions these days. It's not like the
nuclear.
Old days.
Irradiated.
It's not like nuclear the old days when it was just blood and bone up and down the slopes of the Beckar Valley and the girls loved it, as you stated so eloquently in your first book.
But the whole thing is such biblical proportions.
I know it is.
Like the war now, the wars that we have now, they're these conglomerations of states versus other states.
Yeah.
But the weapons that they're using, the depleted uranium bullshit, which is just how America's getting rid of its nuclear waste.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's just a way of distributing it.
It's a nice way.
It's cursing their enemies for the next 4 billion years.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Good on you, America. Good on you, Australia. Good on you, Israel.
Which is why I'm saying that's
Zig Heil.
That's it for trustworthy Lebanese hashish.
Basically. Can't smoke it no more.
Well, I wouldn't trust it.
Well, no.
It's like, would you buy some buds from Chernobyl?
It goes into the
Chernobyl buds? I've heard they're red hot.
Yeah, yeah, make it glow in the dark, all that sort of shit. Of course you wouldn't go near the...
Oh, what about Bhopal Bunt?
Bhopal Bunt, oi! Man, that fetches a huge price. I heard it was going for like 75 a pound these days. Bhopal Bunt, wonderful crap. Anyway, it's about 10 minutes... No, it's not. I'm lying to you again. It's 7 minutes. Past 1 o'clock, we've been here for an hour. Who would have guessed it?
Shit, we better give them some news.
Hey, look at the old. I've got the old media on the August the raids of Tuntable in 1976.
Have you really? What is it?
And the Northern Star.
He's got the 1976 newspaper.
Yeah. Go with it, Michael.
60 police.
Go
with it. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go.
More than 60 police in a dawn raid yesterday. This is Northern Star. Yesterday arrested 42 people at a commune in rugged bush country at Tuntable Falls in Nimbin. They charged their mate at Lismore with drug and other offences. Most of the charges related to possession of Indian hemp, smoking Indian hemp or having utensils for smoking it. A total of 75 charges laid. Police used 2 paddy wagons and more than a dozen other vehicles. They don't mention the cattle truck.
They don't mention the cattle truck.
They included 9 women and 5 juveniles. The dawn raid had been carefully planned and was carried out with precision, except they didn't get the warrant right.
Nope.
All the police were in position before dawn and moved into the commune area in 8 groups at first light. So they got the info from the cops. Detectives in uniform police from Tweed Heads to Coffs Harbour had been assembled in Lismore on Wednesday night.
Ooh.
This is from Tweed Heads to Coffs, Andrew Police.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they did when they
just
when they
us.
The cafes.
Just
remember?
Us. Yes.
Exactly
just
the same
us.
Crew.
Yep.
They
were briefed by the officer in charge of the North Coast Police District, Superintendent Eric Rankin, the officer in charge of the Lismore Division, Inspector Gordon Barter, and the chief of the North Coast Criminal Investigation Branch, Detective Sergeant Eric Strong. The police arrived at the commune area before dawn in 20 vehicles, and the raid began at 5:40 a.m. This is August. The 8 groups, each in charge of a senior detective, spread out over the commune area and went to various dwellings. They questioned people and took possession of material. At one dwelling, geese and pigs alerted the inhabitants that someone was approaching and several naked people sped off into the bush. After the raid had been accomplished, police set up...
Go, you naked hippie!
Boom! Boom!
Yeah, they tried to shoot.
Boom!
Look at this thing. After the raid had been accomplished, police set up a mobile kitchen to provide breakfast for those who took part, including one police woman. One police woman only.
Any breakfast for the hippies?
Yeah, they wouldn't let the hippies have any. It is believed more than 100 people live in the commune area, which was established some years ago by members of the Alternative Society.
Feed my people!
And after the...
Feed my people, Martha! Oh, feed my people!
And after the Aquarius Festival at Nimbin, Inspector Barter said yesterday the raid at Tuntable had been planned after police had received certain information. He said extra staff had been employed at the station to process the material in connection with the charges, but later this afternoon most of the people who had been charged had been released on bail. Anyway, a week later, they're saying everything was thrown out of court. They blew it. Ah, dear.
such a vibe.
The great cattle truck mystery. Yeah, and where are those people now?
Gordon's dead. Inspector Gordon Barter, he's dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Oh,
very dead. Been dead for quite some time.
What about Strong?
Not so.
Strong went on to say, "They were extraordinary. We were embarrassed to relate to them as human beings. Hair was filthy, headlights crawled all over them." I made a letter. Anyway, I talked to a couple of people. I've got a list of who was busted. I'll read it to you. Oh, it's a very amusing reading.
Do you know any of the...
Look at this. Look at the demonstration on Courthouse Hill. This is a week later, Tuesday, August 17th.
Hold it up again.
And all the hippies are outside the same old courthouse like we are.
Yeah.
Taking the piss, reading a protester reads a petition condemning to be forwarded to RAN. Then RAN got dragged into it. And there's a member of the Alternative Society where 35 people made very... Oh, it's so funny, the old reporting. Here's the people. Those remanded to September 6th were David Giddis. He's left, hasn't he? Peter Atkinson. Peter, I hope he's cool. He's having an operation.
Peter
Susan
Atkinson.
Utley, yeah. Michael Smith. Ian Dixon around. Paul Wright, Jeremy Bradley, Les Mewanes, Alan Hutley, Leonardis Fass, Neil Roberts, he was a good footballer, John Considine, Sonia Atkinson, I was saying. Now, Sonia was older generation with Peter there, her son, you know.
So
the beautiful Sonia. They confused. They thought Peter was her husband. She looked so beautiful and young. Anyway, she's naked in bed. And the cops come in, you know, with guns, four guns, set loading people up. And they get up and get dressed, and she refuses. You can imagine Sonia withering them down. She wouldn't get up till they went outside. And Salty Tommy, it's an extraordinary story.
Was Salty there?
Where the cops, shotgun in his face, wake him up. Do you want to be charged with a packet of smack or a bag of grass? And he goes, well, what are you talking about? There's nothing here. Do you want to be charged with a packet of smack or a bag of grass? That's how it worked. So some things have changed a fraction.
What did he choose?
Who else? Sonia Atkinson.
What did he choose?
Can't remember. He said, look, I gave up years ago, bastards.
Go on.
Who else? Do I read more?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to read these names?
It's public knowledge. It's in the press.
Alan Charles Stewart Salt. Eamon Harris, Verity Searle, Francis Ross, Barbara McDonald, Anne McDonald, Mary McBride, Neil Williams. Michael Hamilton, Harry Anning, Peter Dunlop. Gary Moore, Peter Davis, David Payton, Jeanette Parkin, Kenneth, Robert Scamoni, Shane Sigley, Charles Ulley, Justin Meehan, Warwick Sibthorpe. Bail from amounts ranging from $80 to $250. An air of gaiety at the court protest, it could have been yesterday. Hand clapping, guitar picking, baby carrying demonstrators sang and chanted before 35 of them were called inside to answer Charles. The people, mainly from local bush communes, were demonstrating over the police raid. Rah, rah, I'm not reading anymore.
And the final result?
The final result is Saturday, not this Saturday, which is Diana Day.
The result of the court case.
All thrown out. That was the first shot across the bow.
Yeah.
That was it.
And so
that was a starting gun going off.
And we are replaying that in a fantastic day and making... tell everyone to come.
So what do you call me then?
Tell everyone to come on the 12th to Nimbin and...
You see, what people don't realise is that this whole thing, it's not just about pot. It's about how people relate to their planet. It's the culture.
Yeah.
It's a wider thing. And pot is just the ship you sail in on.
That's pretty true.
Is a little bit here. Mr. Walken said any withdrawal of charges would be up to the police. State ministers, including Mr. Rann, are reportedly angry about the raid carried out by 60 police, some armed with shotguns. Most of those arrested were charged with smoking marijuana. The raid took place despite the government's election commitment to decriminalise drug dependence, which involves freeing marijuana users from the threat of police arrest. Mr. Rann said yesterday that if there were breaches of the law, there was no doubt the police were entitled to deal with it. The real question is whether there was some overkill. This is what I have called, why I've called for the report. Mr. Rann said the muster was before the court and he could not intervene in the matter.
Anyway, Barter got transferred because of it. Inspector Barter got chucked out west.
Ended his career.
Ended his career out here, then he came back home and passed away.
A depressed and broken man.
Yep, it was. And any rumours about the bags found in his shed are just rumours.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you know, it's funny how things go round. The Holy Bell. Did you hear what happened there? Did you hear
I heard that one of your goddess friends found it.
I woke up in the morning and there, standing at the foot of my cloudy, mist-shrouded bed...
Oh, right.
...was another local goddess with the bell ringing it like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your bell has come back to you.
I hadn't heard
that. And told me the story of it. Apparently the person who took it had been having nothing but bad luck for 3 weeks. Their car broke down, their cat died, their other cat died.
Their fourth and fifth cats died.
They had...
The grandmother apparently contracted a case of liberalism and joined the party and...
Bad things were happening, and nothing was going right for them.
Apparently, yeah.
The karmic wheel was grinding them into the ground, so they returned the sacred bell. Isn't it funny how things go around?
How's your inner dying going?
Oh, dead.
The cursing dying.
The little husky. Inner,
yeah.
The husk. The She's shivering. A sick, sick dude.
Yeah, is
body,
that right?
The body cancer's gone to the wrong body. Sorry, the husk's dying.
No, the husk is dying.
It's working.
You're going to be full time.
No, I'll find another one. I'll find another one. Maybe I'll channel through you, Michael.
Now, this is drug news. I'm changing the subject.
Maybe I'll ream your little head out. Well, see how you
you'll
like
have
it.
Trouble getting in here,
mate. I'll tell you what, I look back at Husk, and he is not the full quid, is he?
You wouldn't
he's
handle
not.
My room.
When I'm out of here, he's just this meek little cheese-eating thing, isn't he?
He's pretty insipid. I must admit.
Milkshakes.
Yeah.
He's always sucking on a milkshake.
Yeah. Apparently, out there in society, the stocks for the Husk are just going through the floor.
That's the wheat board disaster.
You would think that already raise his interest rates twice. by the way, talk about devaluation. I think there's going to be an inquiry into just what's been going on.
Hey, when's the art camp next week?
Next Sunday.
Yeah. Look at this. Front page of the Daily Telegraph on Monday. Secret police file of shame.
Ooh, what's it say?
New South Wales elite police training college has become riddled with a poisonous culture where sexual and workplace harassment is rife.
Oh, don't break my bloody idealism.
Lecturers have been disciplined, you know, it has been full on. I mean, we won't go too far, but basically, you know, you didn't get stripes unless you performed, shall we say. No. Commissioner Ken Moroney yesterday demanded access to every serious misconduct complaint at the Goulburn Police Academy after a culture of misbehaviour. He's already felt a reason, you know, they sack people, they stuff people, they made people stitch up their pants and never take them off again. I remember sitting in the Goulburn Workers Club late one night and a lecturer was getting it on with one of the girls right in front of all of us, said someone. I saw lecturers hit on girls in the classrooms I came through years ago.
That's there had why been a culture of lecturers, Michael.
Lecturers,
Michael. Pronounce it correctly, Michael.
So anyone who's had any fast rise up the ladder in police culture, you can know that they're, well, let's say...
So Bluey was pretty quick up the old ladder, wasn't he?
Bluey, mate.
He scurried
came from ladder. Nowhere.
Donkey Bluey for
came from nowhere, apparently. There was rumours of 20 years undercover, but really... You know.
Undercovers is right. Bed covers, mate.
Ah, straight up that little greasy pole.
Who's a pretty girl then? Turkey slaps. The new raunch culture has made any sexual revolution we had look paltry.
That's terrible.
That's another story. We're not going near what turkey slaps are. That's what he got kicked off the buddy.
Big Brother. But speaking of that, like, because of that incident, Phil Ruddock, snivelling Phil, is using things like that and terrorism books to call for the federal government to start banning anything that they reckon promotes terrorism.
Is
a turkey slap a terrorist?
No, but I'm sure that they could pretty soon equate growing cannabis with being a terrorist act because they know that the money's going
back to Lebanon, back to the Bekaa Valley.
Yes.
Which is full of their radiated.
Go back where you came from.
Oh! We're going to go.
We're in deep strife. And they're going to burn all the books from all the hydro shops and things like that. They'll have to.
Here we go. Hemp Embassy. This is an interesting bit of news. A national support group for victims of child sex abuse wants convicted pedophiles to be prescribed Prozac. in an attempt to stop them reoffending. Braveheart's founder Hetty Johnson, remember her, she's cool, a Kiwi girl. In the UK, the antidepressant drug is expected to be used to treat up to 10% of sex offenders. You get, you know, so that was interesting, bit of a wild bit, wasn't it?
Yeah. We might have a little break, come back after a bit of a song. It's been a bit.
I think that's a good idea. Else, are you listening?
Tell them about the ad. So you're going to put this ad. We're
putting an ad.
Holy Smokes had a heap of money given to it. Not that much, but
a bit. Heaps. Millions.
And after do a few ads.
Millions, I heard.
So to get people to write Church of the Holy Smoke in their census form on the 8th of August. And so we want a little drawing. Else, would you just whip this up, would you? Of the Church of the Holy Smoke, with the big leaf and a bit of smoke coming out the chimney, and all these unhappy people walking in one end, and all these happy faces coming out the other end.
Yeah, like a loonagy type people,
loonagy. She loves cartoons.
I like it.
Like that?
Yeah, I do.
Anyway, Els, we need to talk. We need to talk, and we need to do it pretty rapidly. And it needs to be sort of just pencil line rather than...
Get the paper, Els. She's already getting
Michael, oh, good Michael, on you. I had a thought.
I got heaps
of news. The Church of the Holy Smoke... Unhappy people going in one end, happy people coming out the other.
I had a thought. You've got given all this money. Now, rather than spending it all on advertising...
We bought a bag of weed.
Yeah. Oh, good. But apart from that, I was just thinking next weekend is the Nimbin Performance Poetry World Cup.
Big
weekend.
And the skate park sound test next Saturday.
Fantastic. And what's the name? Antibodies playing at the pub on the Saturday night. So it's going to be a huge weekend.
Antibodies,
yeah. They're great. Anyway, carrying right on, I thought, why doesn't the Hemp Embassy consider putting up a side prize for the best hemp poem? The best poem dealing with hemp or drugs, best
only
cannabis poem.
Only if Gail wants to play.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Yeah,
if Gail wants to play, it's a good idea, I reckon. I wouldn't like to... You know, a lot of people think of hemp, everything becomes hemp, you know. Ye bloody Hemp Embassy people, you've taken over everything.
Okay. No,
the
I
town's
agree.
Hemp,
I agree.
Everything's hemp.
Shit, what did I say?
Yeah, I
know. I got him going.
Could be
it's a good idea, Bob. It's probably
because,
you know, it's probably the cannabis in you.
You've
got to
pick
ideas.
Up every stitch.
What?
The rabbit's running in the ditch.
Yeah.
Oh, he's singing a Donovan song.
Oh yeah,
Sunday
must be the season of the witch.
Sunday this is Sunday Telegraph last week.
Go.
Police are being called to public schools every second day to catch students using and dealing drugs, including cocaine, ecstasy, cannabis, and speed. Figures from the crimes that reveal there have been more than 170 investigations this year. Students are openly smoking and dealing in the playground and turning up to class stoned.
Oh dear. My God.
Unbelievable
younger,
news.
Younger and younger they get.
Never
Who
in my day.
Who would have ever heard of such
Never
a thing?
In my days, I'll tell you that, boys.
At Randwick Boys High, students
said
cannabis was being sold in school hours.
In school hours?
That's unbelievable.
That's
With
outrageous.
Dealers charging 20 for a stick and 50 for buds. That's funny. At lunchtime, boys. Please gather on the other side. Don't you love it? On the sports table next to the building to smoke marijuana in clear view of other students.
Did they really? That's disgusting.
Eastern Beaches police confirmed several students. Police invaded Boys Hall. Students at Randwick. Good place to score. They got nice pot, apparently. P9, I'm just skimming. You can smell it.
Like
some of them are stoned during class, said one student who asked not to be named. The dealers are students. Teachers are oblivious to the drug deals. There are compulsory reporting rules about drugs, as we knew in New South Wales, and you're kicked out immediately.
That's exactly right.
End of that
story.
What student, about private
hang
schools?
On, is a student kicked out immediately from a public school if they're caught doing drugs?
I think so.
Then what happens if they do drugs at all the schools in their available area?
Then they have to go to home
immediately
home
suspended and the matter referred to police.
Okay.
Students Carmel Tebbit, zero tolerance, to caught with drugs, expelled or suspended. Here's Wendell on the front page saying, I'll see you at Centrelink, and I wasn't really that, you know, I'd finished. I wasn't getting off on it anyway.
No, he wants
how
to
could
be...
It be... How could it be inspiring?
No, he wants a job bouncing, he said.
Well, Wendell, yeah, it won't pay as well as bouncing on the footy field, though.
No, but I think he was getting pretty bored with that anyway,
to be honest. Yeah, I guess he was.
He certainly wasn't picking up the rules too good.
No, he just wasn't enjoying himself, I don't think.
No, and that, you know, big and quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, here's a bit of real news I've discovered.
Big and quick.
So, Australian Democrats Lynn Allison, leader Lynn Allison, she's backed the demo in Adelaide, saying that we should have Ecchi testing and stuff. Remember that woman said Eckies were better than beer?
Yep, safer.
Yeah, anyway, that's a bit of news. But look at this news. Factory-produced heroin will be imported into Australia and prescribed for long-term addicts under the Victorian Greens drug policy. The Greens, predicted to hold the balance of power in Victoria after the state election, have also announced plans for supervised heroin injecting rooms and the scrapping of all criminal penalties for drug use. Greens, upper house candidate, reduce harm, current approaches are not working, tackle the problems, get real, heroin trial, they're going to bring it in from other countries where suppliers do it for other trials. Greens said the heroin trial was needed for addicts who through them had become resistant to current methadone based. Get it from pharma companies.
Come on.
Also proposes to regulate medicinal marijuana use, while needle exchange facilities will be rolled out statewide. The legal drugs, alcohol and tobacco targeting, ban on all advertising for tobacco and sponsorship, and an end to any glamorising alcohol advertising. I think that's all.
That's a pretty
very
solid.
Sound stuff.
Pretty nice to see them stepping out and having a bit of a policy.
My word. Very sound stuff.
Mm. Absolutely.
Someone knows what they're talking about.
So, I mean, now that Beasley's come out in favour of the drug uranium, and he's decided he's going to follow up with that, and they're going to split the ALP, possibly the Greens are going to pick up votes all over the shop.
Good stuff. Garrett will bag Beasley, and this could be Garrett's run. The Melbourne Cup, he's coming from behind and he's going
run
to...
Run for leader.
He'll run.
Peter Garrett running for PM.
Oh, yes, Garrett.
He will demolish Beasley. He'll demolish Beasley in some debate. And all of Labor will turn around in shame and have to back Garrett at the end.
No way.
He's been waiting for it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been Peter in the wings for a while now. He's been just timing his run.
Garrett, beautiful run.
No one even knows he's there.
That's right.
It's a fantastic run.
He's done nothing. Garrett came in on Latham's watch.
They didn't even notice him.
On Latham's watch. Now, does anybody remember Latham?
No.
Okay. But that's okay. I rest my case.
No. Peter has been behind the scenes, mate, just getting it all shored up. They've been waiting for him. He's been keeping his head polished. And you wait. He is going to just suddenly
come out there butting.
I've got a little connection. Bolt out the front. We're on the inside.
Well, Kim's actually expressed a preference for the headbutt as a way of sorting out problems. Thank you. I remember when Kim Beazley said on camera to the guy from the Chaser War and everything in a bit of a comedy skit, and Kim Beazley turned to him and said, "You look like a bloke that could do with a good headbutt." So, I mean, seriously, Kim's not shy of bouncing scones with people, so I reckon Peter's perfect, really.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I found all this other drug news. You read that bit, Bob.
I've got an 80-year-old Perth widower likely to spend the rest of his life in jail after admitting to being a dealer in hard drugs. Robert Leos
Villas. Is it a man or a woman?
It's a man, a widower.
Widower?
Yesterday, he pleaded guilty in the Western Australian District Court to 6 charges of possessing and supplying drugs such as heroin.
You know what really happened? Do you know what the real story is?
They've got someone old to do it for his son.
He couldn't get hospital care.
Right.
He was looking for aged care.
He's 80.
He's 80. There was absolutely nowhere to put him. So he said, "All right,
I'm dealer.
I've been a dealer for that heroin and me stuff for years."
The heroin-y stuff.
And they put him in. They gave him the rest of his life. Yeah.
They found more than half a kilo of heroin.
Oops.
800 grams, that's 0.8 of a kilo of meth, and $260,000 in cash in his house.
My. He probably could have afforded
the health care, I tell you that. They estimate the drugs would have had a total value of at least $1.2 million. That's just what he happened to have at home at the time.
Oh, my God, look at this little bit of news I've stumbled on.
What have you got there?
Look at this lovely... She looks a bit shocked, doesn't she?
She does look
shocked. Looks like a wealthy North Shore lovely woman. Anyway, she is the leader of the Australian...
Kabbalah
religious sect.
Yeah.
All right. Remember the big busts of the three North Shore property houses?
Yes, I do.
Well, The Australian leader of the cabal was arrested on drug charges after police found cannabis growing in three luxury North Shore properties owned by the woman and her three sons.
Oh, yes.
Gila Mogilevsky, she's 53 and her sons are 23, 24 and 26, rented a renovated St Ives property which they used to oversee three neighbouring homes where they grew up to 1,000 plants at a time.
Yeah, make it quick. 6:30
we did it in AM raids. Third son detained on the Gold Coast.
Yep, yep.
The arrest came as the state government this week tightened legislation on hydro. Maximum 20 years jail happening. Two of the properties were side by side, the other two were adjoined. It is believed the family simply jumped over the back fences to monitor the three crops. Detectives said three of the properties have been bought in the past 12 months, while the family allegedly lived and ran the operation from a nearby fourth. The homes are valued at $1 million and up each. Officers discovered 616 plants in one property alone, all potted and under lights. At two of the homes, plants reaching more than 2 metres high could be seen through the front window. Once police swooped and curtains were drawn, a further 4.5 kilos of dried out pot recovered. The telly has learnt police were alerted by residents complaining of the smell.
Apparently you can buy filters.
Police seized a speedboat and several cars.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That you can buy filters?
Yeah, but for the houses, four houses, one house got 600 pounds, four houses pumping it out, it'd be hard to get rid of the smell.
And they're all four in a row, pretty much.
Unbelievably naive that sounds to me. And look at her. She's like a North Shore yuppie leader.
I think they felt in St Ives, everyone minds their own business, how wrong they were.
You know who else lives in St Ives, I happen to know?
Who's that?
Dr Andrew Catalaris.
I used to live very close to St Ives, next door in Gordon. Lovely suburbs, and I very leafy.
Wild little suburb, leafy.
Leafy.
And heady too, I would have thought.
Very heady, yeah. Yeah, heady, leafy, pretty good bunty kind of suburb. A lot of bushland.
Are we heading into a recession or are we already into one?
No, we're just heading in. Howard this morning is squealing at the bank saying, don't you dare put up interest rates. The panic is coming, mate.
Yeah, I know. And bananas,
here we
mate.
Go,
bananas.
Guys.
Get yourself a banana skin
and
here
the
to slip on.
Bananas have done it. The Banana you know, Republic has come home to roost.
Big Dipper, mate. Hurrah. Here we go.
I love
looking
this
forward
shit.
To it.
I love yeah. this shit. Yeah. And you know what happens? The American dollar. Yeah, sorry. The American Australian. What's the difference?
Yep.
The Australian dollar goes up.
Yep.
Because our interest rates go up.
Yep.
People with mortgages, can you feel your nuts contracting?
Yes, they can. They can. They can.
I
thought you had a mortgage.
18%.
How are your nuts?
No, the husk has a mortgage. I are a goddess. I didn't concern myself with these things.
Yeah, I thought the husk had a mortgage.
The husk has a mortgage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laugh now, goddess. Yeah, it'll be tears in about 20 minutes' time.
Yeah, well, that's 20 minutes' time. Right now, I'm here to laugh at you humans.
Yeah,
give you a bit of guidance if
so
you should.
John's really squirreling and squirming, eh? I didn't see that, but then I've got no doubt that he is. I think it'd be wonderful. I'd just like to see the whole thing fall apart. I actually heard Peter Costello last night trying to hearken back to what inflation was under Labor like 12, 15 years ago, and the guy's saying, yeah, Peter, but that was 12, 15 years ago. Let's talk about now. And he didn't want to. He really wanted to talk about how we're much better than then.
Now it's harsh times. Things are happening that... The renting thing's a weird one. People, like you say, somebody spent $1 million on a house and then they want to rent it out and they've got to make some money back on that. That's $1 million investment. They've got to make something back on that.
Yep.
Otherwise you'd put it into something else, drugs or horses.
You've got to make money.
Well, that's what you're doing when you're a capitalist.
If your money's not making money, then your money's dead. Has to make money.
So the harder you've got to work it. That's right.
Absolutely. It's
a capitalist.
It's terrible.
Oh, all these capitalists.
Yeah. Anyway, they're just going to eat each other, eventually. When it gets really nasty,
it's starting to get nasty.
Yeah. When it gets really nasty, they turn upon each other and they actually devour each other in the street. It's a fantastic sight to watch.
Can't bloody well wait.
Throw each other out of windows.
Oh yeah, and then catch each other and rip their throats out.
Settle down. Yeah. I'm going to skim through the rest of the drug news. The high school, remember the teacher who was supplying pot?
Yep, he said guilty, didn't he?
He's sentenced on August the 9th.
He
didn't turn up.
I had two news stories about him. In one news story it said he pleaded guilty, and one news story said he pleaded not guilty. So do we know what he pleaded?
He entered a plea of guilty to supplying a prohibited drug after the more severe charge of supplying drugs to a child under 16 was withdrawn.
Okay, so he must have pleaded not guilty to one charge. They changed the charge and then he pleaded guilty, hence the two stories. that looked like they didn't know what they were talking about.
A major drug case against a mother and daughter supplying amphetamines has been dropped because the two police officers involved have taken extended sick leave. It's a major problem in New South Wales Police. 12% are on sick leave and they ain't coming back after months and they've given up on the court case. That's pretty interesting.
So how do you get them sick?
The police, I'll read you that bit, police have refused to disclose the reason the pair took sick leave for privacy reasons.
Do you reckon they're having an affair with a mother and daughter?
Since last year.
But yeah, do you reckon that what they basically did was a mother and daughter have seduced the pair
who
of cops?
Who knows? Victor Willis, who helped make disco history by dressing as a police officer, he's been busted. What's he been busted with?
They'll tell you if you're
drugs and guns, I can't read it. Anthony Mundine's touring Central Australia telling people to be drug-free because he's a muzzy, drug-free.
Yep.
A Sydney man charged with supplying ice. Corrupt police have been warned they were going to be checked out everywhere.
They're going to be probed. But yeah, a lot of them like that.
They like the probing, but they didn't want to be caught.
Is that right?
So they don't
mind a bit of good probing every now and again?
No, apparently not.
No, they've got a whole department, apparently, that's there just to probe.
It's an extraordinary story, isn't it?
Yeah. Which story is extraordinary?
Addiction rates are reaching alarming heights, with new research saying Australians are three times more likely to be drug dependent than Americans.
Hang on. Addicted to what?
Can we just have that story a bit better?
Drug and alcohol. Alcohol far higher than in America, where 77% drinking than others. So that's addicted. 1 in 5 confessed having a drinking problem. Drugs. 26.5% Americans admitted they had a drug problem. Australians admitted 21%. So that's all on. We're just more honest.
It's admission.
We found the majority of illicit use was cannabis. We just don't know why, Professor Thiessen said. Why do they like it so much? And here's our story of the week. I've saved it till the end.
It's the third time we've had a story of the week.
A Liberal Party activist and son of a former member of Parliament has admitted helping set up one of the biggest ecstasy manufacturing operations uncovered by police in New South Wales. David James Darby, company director, ardent monarchist and son of former Manly MP Douglas, who's got the huge drug lab, flew to Amsterdam last year to help recruit the international drug chef. We read about him. Remember, he came in with pants full of them and stuff. They found our man. Ex-MP Malcolm Fraser was granted life membership of the Liberal Party in 2000. Darby rose from his wheelchair.
This is the old Darby.
Didn't know that. We didn't know he's a wheelchair, man.
The old Darby, isn't it?
And shouted that Fraser was a rotten socialist shit.
Is this the old Derby or the new Derby? We're not sure.
This is my son.
Well, I'll go back. You wanted me to skip a lot, you see.
Skip. Don't worry about it. We don't really care. Skip.
Okay, go on then.
Go on.
The alleged syndicate mastermind Zdenko Svitan was remanded on a commercial. Derby was a public campaigner for monarchists against the 99. It's this Derby. And led a pro-US campaign against peace campaigners. When ex-PM, he's a full-on Howard boy. I think Howard's on Ecky.
Do you think so?
Well,
suddenly, the way he bounces into the press conference.
He's dancing. First thing in the morning.
The stupid grin. My God, he is on Ecky's, and the Liberal Party owns the factory.
They had their own lab.
And how he leaves himself so open for his friend George.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going back.
Emotionally.
What safer way to keep an entire political party high on the idea of their own mightiness
than Ecky's.
To provide your own drugs, your own total shift from reality? Because it appears to a lot of us that the entire Liberal Party is completely at a schism with reality. I mean, their reality is so much of economic output that they can't see the people for the trees.
But that's what the people vote for.
It's unbelievable.
That's what you humans vote for.
Darby is 57. He's expected to be a key witness against as many as 6 other men charged with involvement of the drug
lab. Oh, he's going to rat on them now, too.
20 kg of Ecky tabs were seized in December.
That's another thing typical of a bloody Liberal Party member. Rat.
Darby's elder brother, Michael, narrowly lost the Liberal pre-selection contest for Manly 2 months ago, charged with knowingly involved in the manufacture.
You know that if he was an ALP man, he'd never rat? And if he was a green, he'd never have got caught in the first place.
He'd be smoking pot if he was a green, wouldn't he?
Certainly would.
He wouldn't be doing them eckies.
No, no, not them e things.
He wouldn't be growing them ecky trees.
Anyway, moving right along, he's got them all.
Until it happens, we can dream. Those six men charged have the names of Howard, Costello, Abbott, Downhart.
On their quick dial. On their quick dial, Rapidex.
Oh, that is the Howard stupid grin.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's why he's so close to George.
He won't know it's Eckies.
He sees George and George smiles at him.
He won't know it's Eckies. Like, he didn't know about the Tampa, and he doesn't know about a lot of things.
He doesn't know about anything.
It's just in his heart, little pill he takes every morning.
Yeah.
My doctor said it's for my heart.
And then exactly he goes and sees George, and they look in each other's eyes.
Yeah, George got the house.
And the George.
And no, you George tried my heart pills, you try mine, I'll try yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. John gets into George's house. George gets a taste of some Eckies from us. It's all good. Good story. I like it.
The whole thing is rotten and rank. Rank.
What, the story or the truth?
Rotten little ecky man.
Did you see it?
Beasley the same.
I mean, you obviously...
Beasley, if he was on Eckies, he would be much happier. What's going on with
like
that?
Like a big whale.
No wonder they freak when the demos try to blow their cover.
Shooting sperm in the air.
A big
Beasley. Like a big whale. Like a whale. Like a whale. A sperm whale.
An MFM president is having convulsions.
I got this terrible... I'm such a visual person. I got this terrible image of Kim Beazley lying on his back on the floor.
He's lost 10 kilos.
Beached.
He's lost 10 kgs.
Yeah,
he's looking very slim. Doesn't matter. Garrett is steaming around the outside, and we're in the home straight, and Beasley's lumbering in the mud, mate.
I reckon.
Garrett looks like he's just on air.
Yeah, Garrett's going to roll him.
Because nobody's seen him.
No, he hasn't. He's going to slip in behind.
His profile has been so low.
That's right.
That no one spotted him yet.
That's right. But what he's going to do is he's going to suddenly trip up Kim Beazley. He'll suddenly come out with something, and Kim will find himself face down in the mud.
In the mud.
And Peter running straight across the big blubbery back of him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Old fashioned hippie bashing.
It's 10 to 2 here. We've got some more hippie bashing going on.
10 to 2. This is the new NembinTelevision.com. Another one of their shows. They are sponsoring so much of them.
Okay, well, so when's that? The 12th of August?
Nim Television.
12th of August. Good old fashioned hippie bashing. See the reenactment of the famous 76 cattle truck bust. 30 years ago, 60 police it was.
Haven't we been through this before?
No. Look,
this is an ad.
In it.
Okay.
Hempy. The Spartacus Damiana All-Stars, Dr. Feelgood, the Phantom. Rainbow Boys and Girls, Hippies R Us, they're a good crew.
Crank.
Neil, Pagan Love Cult, One for One, Martin Preet, it's all happening.
76 Bucks.
Awesome. What a huge, huge,
theater
huge day.
And, wait for this, speeches.
They're exciting.
Can we scrub the speeches? I'm not going to speak.
We can play music over the top.
Let's
of
not
the
speak. Let's have no speeches. Mike, can we have no speeches?
Just put the word no in there.
Speeches suck.
We all know what we're not talking about.
No speeches.
Yeah, that's
we
it.
We all know
yeah.
what we're not talking about.
K-N-O-W exactly. speeches, that is.
We all know exactly what we're not talking about. We don't need to not talk about it anymore at all.
We don't.
We just shut up.
We don't. And that's very good for you bringing that on,
about
Michael.
7 minutes before the Nimbin Aboriginal Broadcasters kicks in with some righteous Indigenous music from now till 5 in the afternoon.
Some Ridgy-Did-Did.
Ridgy-Did-Did, yeah. And then, of course, the Demons show with
yeah, you made me
with
rush
John and
all
Frank.
That news and you've got 7 minutes. You fill it in nicely, won't
okay,
you?
We will. Let me tell you about what's going to happen tomorrow night at about 7 o'clock.
What's
in
that?
The evening at Brisbane. The All Blacks and the Wallabies are going to go head-to-head. Now, as a goddess...
The show is tonight.
I am going to be watching. I am going to be watching. High as a kite. This is a deity speaking on drugs. Special godlike drugs that I get from heaven.
Okay.
And I only take in heaven.
Probably from Howard's supply.
And I only take in heaven.
Okay.
I don't have them here
and
on earth
only
because
take
that's
them to watch
illegal.
Rugby? Is that right? You only take them to watch rugby?
Huh?
You only ever take them to watch rugby?
While I'm watching the All Blacks and the Springboks. No, the Springboks. What do they call them? The Wallabies.
The Wallabies.
The Wallabies.
This is one of the Tri-Nations.
It'll be such a good game.
How many of the libs are taking little white heart pills supplied by their
with Prozac in it.
Friends in a party?
With Prozac in it.
I don't know.
Who knows? They're just told they're their little heart pills.
No, I don't know. There's obviously a dispensary at a Parliament House. There has to be. I mean, they're all old men. They need their pills, mate. There's got to be
the pharmaceutical companies.
There's got to be a doctor in the house too, I think.
You think it's all run by the pharmaceutical companies?
Of course it's all
run by the Liberal Party, now we know.
Look at the umbrella Michael walked in carrying. It's got a pharmaceutical company on the umbrella. He's been bought.
And that Heckler and Koch that you have on your hip?
Yeah.
That's from a chemical company or an arms manufacturer?
I don't think Michael can be trusted anymore, actually, Gerald.
You think he's turned?
I think he's gone.
I've heard that he's gone soft on the cops.
Yeah, no, I think...
I've heard
think
he has...
Just while he's not paying attention. He does, he has... very regularly, actually. Yeah, yeah. They have a Monday date, isn't it, Michael?
Monday date.
You and Bluey, you date every Monday.
Bluey Lyons, who has... absolutely cranked.
He has risen through the ranks very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very, very
up that
quickly.
Slippery pole. Very. Like a ferret.
Like a ferret, yeah.
Like a bald ferret.
Absolutely. It's astounding, really. It's I guess it's enlightening to see a young man with such fire and...
Fire in the belly.
Fire in the belly. Yeah,
and
yeah,
never
yeah.
Never knew why they called him Donkey.
And such a grip.
And such a grip. On such the a grip on the pole, yeah.
The slippery
and
pole.
And now we've got young Kelly or Tracy or Katrina
we
or whatever the cyclone...
Kelly or Tracy.
I think it was Katrina.
Now two rings.
No, it's Katrina. Cyclone
said
Katrina.
It was Katrina.
It's Cyclone Katrina.
Is that true?
It's more destructive than Tracy.
They're like little she ninjas, aren't they?
I don't know when the last cyclone. When was the last cyclone Kelly we had? We had Ned Kelly.
Maybe the bloke's called Kelly. I've got an adult head.
You have.
Why do you
someone
cops
said
ring
there's
in and
two Tracys and two Kellys. Well, look, will you cops ring in and say, who is the dark-haired world record chaser?
Or just put it over your radio, because we're picking that up too. We've got people listening.
Yeah, yeah, just put it over there. We're going to have a bit of music right now. We'll be back in about 1 minute and 39 seconds.
Just say goodbye.
Don't go away. Yeah, we're not running anywhere at all yet. 為了協助橋包明白申請入美籍的青年 oh, that really pushed the little red line there way.
The decibelometer?
The decibelometer went right through the decibelroom.
Took it up past the red, we redlined it.
Yeah, we went past red into white.
Yeah, that's us.
Sheer, blinding, sort of ultraviolet white.
Wow.
What's happened with the police?
They are history, mate.
What's happened with the police? What's happened?
Another thing, you know, they've tried to sort of get around their own corruption inquiries and warn each other, and all that's come out as well. They've absolutely sunk in every manner. And the Needles, the Telegraph.
This is the Needles in King's Cross.
Published photographs of them and called them potentially deadly blood-tainted needles.
Oh, that's nice.
None of them had been used.
That's very nice. That's really poetic. Potentially deadly blood-tainted needles. Say that five times really fast and see how you go. You've got to love the journalistic ethics behind something like the Telegraph. Yeah. Maybe they put them there themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the Telegraph actually planted these damn things just to make up a whole story from scratch.
Well, Peter Debman.
It wouldn't be a bad investment.
But somebody obviously told them about them.
A story's a story.
They put them there, then rang up the cops and said, look, the injecting rooms dumped needles on us.
Oh, yeah. You think that was how it was done?
Yeah.
That's a Telstra bill, Michael. That's nothing to do with drug news, is it?
No, I've got a message written on it.
What does it say?
It says... Census 2006. True believers, don't forget to put as your religion Church of the Holy Smoke. www.churchoftheholysmoke.net.
Say that again.
Or Google it.
We're not saying it again.
I missed it.
Or Google it. Church of the Holy Smoke, Google it.
But I missed it.
Hey, the big event we've got to talk about is the World Performance Poetry Cup. It's not this weekend, is it? It's the following.
5th and 6th.
Is it happening at all the cafes around town?
I believe it is. It's happening all day Saturday and all day Sunday. There's heats.
And nighttime too?
And nighttime too. Well, on the Saturday, there's heats, I would say, in the Rainbow and the Oasis and possibly down at Moody's. I don't know the full venue. Okay. You have to check up on that. On the Sun...
Not in the bakery?
I don't know.
Choices.
I couldn't believe the bakery and their new Berlin Wall separating them.
I find it most disconcerting. It keeps the salad.
I haven't been able to go back in.
It's kept the salad away from your meat. And like, if you want a pie and maybe some salad stuff, it's two shops.
I was shocked.
Yeah,
I was just shocked. I have not been able to go back in there.
It's terrible, isn't it? Well, I just find it inconvenient.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah, I know.
It's a hard old thing, isn't it?
It's a hard old thing,
and
yeah.
And the food business, it must be the hardest thing in the world.
It is the hardest business.
I remember when it used to be two shops.
Yeah. Especially in a recession when people are prepared to buy food raw and cook.
And maybe the whole thing is one big, huge, giant shop just wasn't paying its way.
There's worse than that.
Who knows?
You're not onto what's happening.
I'm not onto what's happening.
The big new news is you buy food raw, but you don't even cook it, mate.
You've got to eat it raw.
You don't
now.
Need restaurants anymore.
Global
it's all over.
It's over.
The restaurant has a limited life.
Oh, because of
raw
the amount of
food
nuclear radiation.
Take out. Well, everyone else is going to get disease. Raw food is the way to go. There will be no more restaurants on
the
planet.
Raw food, raw food, raw food.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... There you go, raw food.
You heard it first here.
Throw away your stove.
Chew it lots. You know, because you're supposed to chew them out
for
37 times. I have never heard so much shit in all my life.
About what?
Chew it 37 times.
Who said that?
Don't you do that?
Jesus said that.
I do that.
Jesus said it, Muhammad said it, they all said it, and yeah, it's crap.
It's not.
It's not. It's part of a meditation.
37
It's a meditation tantric process.
37 times.
Haven't you done it?
You're just increasing the chances of biting your own tongue.
Just because you can't count.
Just because he can't chew without biting his own tongue.
Yeah. I like to swallow lumpy
can't
bits.
Can't stop talking for 37
lumpy
moments.
Bits, lumpy bits are what don't... You don't get the goodness out of the lumpy
oh,
bits.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, you
oh,
don't.
Oh, yes,
oh,
you
no,
do.
Oh, no, you don't.
If you, of course you do.
No, what, you like dogs, just gulp, gulp, and it's
swallow
gone.
It down like a dog and deal with it in the tummy.
Okay. We're out of here. Nimmin Aboriginal Broadcasters coming
don't
at you.
Don't add to the world record bust attempt.
No, see you humans. No, see you no. In the hemp bar. And if you want to be there for that, what's her name?
420.
Officer who?
Four.
Come at 420.
Katrina.
Officer Katrina. Come in for the sacred ceremony where we will be burning the filthy lucre to light the sacred spliff.
See you then.
Come and join us.
Bye.
Hey, you mob. Ernie Dingo here. Tuesday, the 8th of August, is Census Night. Time for us everywhere to fill in the form and make sure all our people are counted. Census information is used to help plan for things like health, housing, employment, education and community services. Now, if you're not sure what to do or you're worried about this, then ask your census collector. Their job is to help keep your info confidential. So go on, make our communities and your mob count.